This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jonathan Kuminga injury update.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Who suffered a sprained ankle on January 4th versus Memphis and has missed the last 21 games, returned to team practice yesterday evening at Shea Center for the first time since sustaining the injury. His return to game action will be based on his continued progress in physical readiness. So JK is back in practice. That's huge. That's huge. We heard he's reevaluated. We didn't know if he was going to be reevaluated again. Sometimes, you know, a setback happens. You never know with these things. He's a young guy, but this was a severe ankle injury, and they were very, very careful with it. So what does this mean for the Warriors? Jonathan Kuminga returning to practice, Nick. Could we see him sooner rather than later? And what's it going to mean for the team? And what kind of a boost can he bring?
Spadone, if you see a PR staff put out that kind of response or update. What it's telling you is, hey, we're getting pretty close here. And certainly they're not going to rush Kuminga back after sitting him for weeks and weeks, because that ankle injury was just really bad. I mean, you're just not used to seeing somebody have an ankle injury that lasts for that long. But as far as the lift goes, I think it is huge, because you've added Jimmy. He's fit in very well. But Kuminga can bring you that different force and give you the type of emotional lift that we've seen the Jimmy Butler move already provide for them. So I'm curious whenever he does return, and I'm with you, I think at this point it will be sooner than later, how does he fit with Jimmy? Because if Kuminga and Jimmy can make it work, it ties into not only what happens in the postseason, if they're lucky enough to make it there, but what happens this summer. Joe, if they get Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga playing together at the right time, and Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr say, hey, this can work here.
Jonathan Kuminga
nicely for whatever happens this summer.
I'm excited. There's action on the Warriors right now. The vibes with the Golden State Warriors, Nick, as you feeling it from the fan base, you're here in the area. The vibes are at an all-time high for the first time in a long time. The vibes were not great last season. There was a lot of, you know, the dark cloud was used the season prior when it came to Draymond Green and Jordan Poole and that whole mess. And then it was the Klay Thompson saga last year. And then, you know, this season it was, heading into the offseason, it was Lowry Markkanen. Are we going to get Lowry Markkanen? The amount of times you use the word Lowry Markkanen on the station, it was insane.
Trades are hard.
Thank you, Joe. Lowry Markkanen, we had entire shows. The entirety of summer was about Lowry Markkanen, a guy that's never going to play basketball in a Golden State Warriors jersey. I have a feeling that's never going to happen. Was it Paul George? Was it, you know, we actually talked about Jimmy Butler last offseason. I did, at least. But they ended up with D'Anthony Melton. They ended up with Buddy Hield. Kyle Anderson. Okay, that's fine. What happens? You lose D'Anthony Melton, a guy that you were relying on.
And he looked so good early
on. But you were relying on a guy with a back injury already. And then, you know, he gets hurt and then he's out for the season. It sucked. And then, you know, Kyle Anderson, just a lot of DNPs, just didn't play. Buddy Hield started off amazing, faded very quickly
now,
after
not
that.
Not so much.
Not so much now. So you had to make a big move. They made a big move. They're 3-1 now with Jimmy Butler. And the vibes are great. I juxtapose that with this time last year and the vibes around the San Francisco 49ers. You just got into the Super Bowl. Heartbreaking loss. But man, you are right there. It was in Las Vegas. It was the Chiefs again. Felt like you let them off the hook. Shanahan didn't know the overtime rules. It was a mess. You know, you lost Dre Greenlaw in the Super Bowl, tore his Achilles just running on the field, a freak injury. You know, and then Travis Kelce soon takes over the game after that. And the rest is history. Mahomes wins another one. They went back to back for the first time since the Patriots in the early 2000s. And you're left scratching your head. But you know what? You can hang your hat on last year if you're the Niner fans. Brock Purdy. This is the guy. This is the guy. You know what? He didn't wet the bed in the Super Bowl. Maybe he didn't give them enough opportunities to win it, but he wasn't going to be the reason they lost the Super Bowl. He was right there. They had a lead in the fourth quarter. They just couldn't get it done. And you know what? Tip your cap to Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, three of the greatest of all time. And then slowly after that, though, the vibes did start to shift. Brandon Ayuk, immediately, I need to get paid. I'm disgruntled. And then slowly but surely, you see all of a sudden Christian McCaffrey gets re-signed. Oh, I didn't have that in my bingo card. Oh, great. He was amazing last year, offensive player of the year. So he re-signed Christian McCaffrey. Okay. I don't know how that, you know, if you're, you know, Brandon Ayuk, how you feel about that. Because not only did Christian McCaffrey get paid, then you see Juwan Jennings get paid. Not to the level of, you know, Brandon Ayuk, but clearly they had other priorities over Ayuk. Yeah. So he's even more disgruntled. And then you got a guy named Trent Williams. Oh, just first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest left tackles in the history of the sport. He's disgruntled. That's the theme of this show right
There's a lot of disgruntledness.
Yes. Shout out Curb Your Enthusiasm. If any of you saw the final season, there's a whole episode about being disgruntled. Shout out Larry David. I cannot think of a better word to describe that man. So the vibes were not great last year in the offseason, and it bled into the season. And the vibes around the 49ers right now, I would say, are at not an all-time low, but very low. So if I'm just doing a temperature gauge right now at 888-957-9570, the vibe check, we're calling it, Nick, of the three Bay Area teams. We'll leave the Sharks out of it for now because I think they're all, everyone's all pretty much in unison. It's like, hey, this year's about Macklin Celebrini and just his development and the young guy's development. And they've been very good, and Macklin's probably going to be rookie of the year. You know, he's been awesome as the NHL Four Nations Face-Off championship matchup tonight, USA, Canada. I'm sure we'll all be locked in at 5 o'clock. I know you will be, Nick Friedell. You'll be locked and loaded. Kachuk boys playing and all.
I just don't really care about hockey, but I turned on that game on Saturday night, and it was fun.
Yeah.
That is the word. I mean, I always watch Olympic hockey for the same reason, but those games have been fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about the vibe check with the San Francisco Giants. Have the vibes really changed, I would ask? Because for the longest time at this station, we heard Farhan's got to go, Farhan's got to go, Farhan's got to go. For the last 2 years, Nick, it was, and prior to that, it's not Farhan's fault. No, this is the future. But I think it slowly started turning because the product became so stale and the Giants themselves became so stale. Like, you couldn't root for it. Like, who was I going out there to root on a given night? Like, Logan Webb's fun. Starting pitcher, I'm going to see, like, he's not like Tim Lincecum fun.
I'm out.
You know, Camilo Duvall, when he came out, was fun. But then it started not being fun because he couldn't locate his fastball. It wasn't fun. So you got rid of Farhan. You bring in Buster Posey, a guy that's synonymous with winning. One of the legends, probably a future Hall of Famer in Major League Baseball. Now he's the face of the Giants. You bring in Willy Adames, fun player. That guy is fun. Yep. I will be excited to watch him. Justin Verlander, hey, one of the greatest pitchers of my lifetime is probably him and Clayton Kershaw. Greatest of their era. He's old. I'm excited to watch him when he pitches now because that's something that's interesting. But was that enough to really kind of garner the excitement? So the vibe check there would be what? The vibe check for the 49ers right now, who are looking to sign Brock Purdy to a long-term extension, that are looking to get another pass rusher alongside Nick Bosa. And the vibe check for the Warriors feels like an all-time high. So I'd like to do a vibe check on all three of those teams. We're up against it. I'm going to get your thoughts and all that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.